The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
So our encouragement talk this evening will be offered by Boundless Way assistant teacher, Reverend Ray Demers.
Thank you. So, by simple words of encouragement are, meet everything with kindness. We're very deep into the Sesshin and a lot has come up. I know for me it has, and I assume for you too. And some of it not very pleasant. Some of it rather wishing some stuff we did not have. And the invitation is to meet that with kindness. And kindness, you're all very capable of it. I've experienced it personally throughout this session, various acts of kindness towards me and towards each other. And for me, it's been very transformative. It's made all the difference in the world. It did for me what koans, what teachings, whatever else could not do. You did through your acts of kindness towards me. An invitation is to turn that kindness towards yourself. Because otherwise, we have a tendency to meet ourselves and treat ourselves the ways we've been treated. We've all been deeply conditioned since early childhood. We've been criticized, we've been humiliated, we've been mistreated physically, emotionally, mentally. And those criticisms that came to us in whatever form, humiliating us, shaming us, making us feel guilty, etc., are the very ones that we will adopt, that we adopt as we find in ourselves things we don't like. So, it takes effort and awareness to turn that around, to meet ourselves the way we've always deserved to be met, always wanted to be met, with the greatest kindness and tenderness. Even the face of whatever we've made a mistake, we feel we're a failure, we feel we're stupid, we feel we've wasted our life, whatever arises, meeting with kindness, because everything responds to kindness. The Dharma gates that we've been invited to enter, those open more easily with kindness. Even if we're unable to be kind to ourselves, being kind to our inability to be kind to ourselves, feeling numb, whatever, being kind to that numbness. Things yield to kindness that do not yield to force. So, that's my simple words of encouragement to you tonight. Meet whatever arises with kindness. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed this talk, please consider donating at wisterzen.org/donate.